going down for real. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. The Dog Bowl in Berea is the spot. The uniforms are the topic. Last night, the Browns unveiled their 9 uniform combinations thanks to the 3,000 members of the Dog Pound who packed the convention center last night. I thought it was an unbelievable event. I had a lot of fun emceeing it. I thank everybody who was there. Thanks for all the kind words on Twitter and, of course, at the event as well. And I hope you guys liked what you saw. New uniforms, new era, respecting the past. The alumni were there building for the future, and that's what the Browns did today. So basically, we'll start off with it. What are your thoughts on the new uniforms? What is your favorite uniform match? We're going to hear from the Browns president, Alex Shiner, in studio today at 1:15. We got Johnny Manziel topics for later. We've got Andrew Gribble, the Gribbs, in studio later. We have sound from the team about the uniforms and, of course, about Johnny Manziel as well. So a lot to get to, but really, Dog Pound last night was about you guys. Today's show will be about you, your reactions to these uniforms, what you think about what you saw last night. Matt, you were there, part of the broadcast on News Channel 5, did a great job. What did you think about the event and what you saw last night?
I thought the event was amazing. And again, kudos to the Cleveland Browns and the organization and the many members of the marketing and event staff that put, what, probably a year worth of time into last night. And I have to say, I love the new uniforms. I love the diversity of the new uniforms. We have one here in studio with us, seeing it up close. As I've said to you many times, I was a part of a uniform reveal with the San Diego Chargers. They did nothing.
I love when you said that to that caller yesterday,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, they did nothing like this back in San Diego when we revamped our uniforms as well. And also, too, it was cool to spend a little time with the Nike guy and the Channel 5 broadcast, get to understand the why and the how, and then get to see these uniforms up close and understand, as a former player, how some of the materials and the way they're cut helps you play better and allows you to, again, stay dry, you know, with that trip out to San Diego next season and of course in September and October when it's hot and humid here in Northeast Ohio. But all in all, the event was a huge success, and I do have to say, and I'm sure we'll discuss many times throughout the show, I do have some favorites. And the one thing beyond just the uniforms that essentially came out in February that to me stood out was that new helmet, that new orange, the new stripes, and that brown mask is mean, just like I thought it would be.
It is mean looking. It's awesome looking. And these Browns uniforms, I love them. And it's cool. I think that when you had the Nike guy explain some of this stuff, it's really neat that the Cleveland, that's the only team in the NFL that has that, and it's big. That's a big Cleveland. That you've got now the three tops, the three pants. The pants say Browns on it. I thought that was a nice feature. The reverse stitching, I think, actually looks good. I was skeptical about it at first, but I think it actually looks very, very good, the reverse stitching. On the Brown jersey, you have orange stitching. The orange jersey, you got the brown stitching. And I love how it says Dog Pound inside the collar. I think that's just awesome.
Yeah, and of course, for me, you know, driving out of the event last night, listening to you know, ESPN Tonight with Mark Munch Bishop, who had Tony Grossi on, they referenced the Dog Pound. And of course, what Nate from the from Nike talked about is the Dog Pound's got your back. And I think that's a connection that this organization for the past few years, I won't say past few years, but the past decade might have been missing, because we sign new guys and they filter in and they filter out of this locker room. And there was a point when guys would sign here to make those big solid checks at the end of their career, and they were never essentially committed to this organization and definitely not committed to go out and play their hearts out for this fan base. So by Alex Shiner and Jimmy Haslam and the guys at Nike seeing the value of adding the Dog Pound and what that represents for this organization, and now you have that mutual connection, so that every time a member of the Cleveland Browns, those 53 or 45 that put the uniform on each and every Sunday, the first thing they see when they go to pick up that jersey is going to be the Dog Pound having their back. And I think that's a key connection between this organization and their fan base.
It was huge, and I think you felt it. You make some great points there. Let me ask you, as a player, what would it have been like for you if you were one of those 9 guys to be a part of something like that? And I thought it was so cool that Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline wanted to be a part of it.
It did, and I got to interview Dwayne Bowe after the
cool dude.
After the event. Cool dude. And I, you know, him and I, you know, caught up briefly because played against him. He balled out against the Chargers in his rookie year and actually beat us one year, even they were not such a great team. But he's excited because, as I've said many times about Dwayne Bowe, the D-Bow Show is looking for a new opportunity, looking for a fresh start. He not only gets that fresh start here in Cleveland, but he gets a fresh look. And I talked about it many times on the show yesterday, also a part of the broadcast. If you look good, you're going to play good. And these guys have to feel great.
That's when I gave my white man can't jump line. People like that.
Exactly. Look good, play good. And so you've got to be excited as a player that your organization is putting themselves out there to appease a fan base that has been loyal through, you know, a lot of downs recently and some ups as well. And then they're appeasing the players to have a cutting-edge uniform that is functional, that looks great, so they can go out there on Sunday and play their best for this fan base.
And the players seemed fired up talking to them about it. I thought it was very exciting. I thought that it was a great event. I was thrilled to be a part of it. And it's something special. It was something special. Matt, let me ask you this. What's your favorite of the combinations?
I'm writing them down as we speak right now, okay? And I took a screenshot of all nine guys across the stage right now because I knew I'd be asked this question and reference it. So I'm going to go first and foremost. I love the white on white.
I did too.
The white on white is fresh.
And I used to hate when the Browns wore white on white.
And it's the orange helmet with the orange numbers. And then my number two might be a surprise and actually goes against what we talked about yesterday and even more so on Monday is – The outfit Dwayne Bowe was wearing, the orange helmet with the orange jersey and the white pants, is very, very high on my list.
Jersey with the white?
The orange jersey with the white pants is strong. It's, whatever it is, it's the connection between the orange helmet and the orange jersey. Like going orange to orange.
It looks good.
And that's why, as I did my Fan on the Street segment, which you'll catch this coming weekend in an hour edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns, the consensus by the fans, which is near the top of my list, is the orange on orange. Orange helmet, the orange jersey, the orange pants. And you can even throw, you know, I don't think you go brown socks. I think you go orange socks. You're going to have orange in your shoes. You're going to have orange gloves on. It's, and again, it gets the marketing people here at the Cleveland Browns excited. You can do an orange out where you're going to give away hand towels or t-shirts or flags or something at the stadium.
Totally.
You know, for a Thursday night primetime game, how cool would that be to rock out the all orange? And then I'll go the brown on white. Joe Thomas rocked that last night. I thought it was classic. And then, of course, the true classic, which I thought would be my favorite, but it's about four or five out of the nine, is actually the brown on the orange.
Yeah, so I like the orange tops, white pants, number
love
one.
Love that, love that.
I love that. I like the white, which I was surprised
white
at
on white
second.
Is sick.
Because I like those white jerseys.
They're clean.
The orange jersey reminds me of back in the day, I used to play a little bit of Madden with my boy, Vince Condi, friend of the show. And we would do like the connected careers mode or whatever, and I'd always be the Browns, and I'd only play in the orange helmets, orange jerseys.
Sure.
That was my look, and I love that look. And I think they look better now because I love the orange numbers.
Yes.
That's huge.
They pop.
That pops, and you've got the pants with the Browns on it. I think it's I really was impressed and happy with them, and I've been hyping them up, and I know you guys know that. And I think that you also saw, too, because a lot of people were unhappy with the replica they saw. When you see the actual uniforms of players, you know, where there's so much more detail.
There is.
And there's so much more intricate.
There absolutely is. And the great thing about this, and I mentioned this to Kevin Griffin prior to jumping on air, as well as a few other individuals here in the building today, what's going to be so cool is the experience. These jerseys and the nine combinations, and then if you get into changing the sock colors as well, you get 18 combinations, is the anticipation that adds to the excitement of showing up at First Energy Stadium or turning on the television to see what combination of the uniforms your Cleveland Browns will be wearing each and every Sunday this upcoming season.
We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. And I think you're right. You never know what you're going to get. Now, but you also made a good point that they can hype it ahead of time. Be like, it's going to be a brown out where all your brown, the Browns
right.
go all brown. It's going to be a white out where all your white, an orange out.
Exactly.
I think
almost like an NBA
cool.
state. I mean, NBA yeah. arenas do that all the time, but you're talking 20,000 people, 19,000 people. But to have 65,000 people and one little sliver of the visiting team, you
right.
know, showing up, you're going to blot them out,
That's
you
right.
know, with whatever massive color you want to make your initiative.
Blot them out. Blot them out. 216-578-0850. What did you take away from last night? What did you take away from these uniforms? What's your favorite combination? Do you like them? Do you not? What do you think? Let us know. John in Chardon, my man. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. My son and I were down there last night, and I tell you what, kudos to the Browns organization. I mean, it was electric. My son got to meet Jim Brown, get an autograph, and so forth. But I like the white on white with the Browns on the legs. And I think whatever combination is going to work great. And, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you guys rather than just talking on the
That's right, John. Good meeting you, too.
Good meeting you, too.
Hey, good job, guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You know, the one other point, Nate, I want to make, which is really cool, and you didn't really get to see it a lot last night unless you were kind of paying attention. You were looking at the jerseys. You didn't focus so much on the pants. But if you go to the Browns mobile app, and draw and pull up that photo shoot that included Barkevious Mingo, Dante Whitner, and Barkevious Mingo, and you look at some of I hate to say it this way, but the back shots or the rear shots, I love the Browns, how it like wraps around, you know, so you can see them. You kind of see a sliver of it when you look at them straight on, but you're getting it full on from the front, and then also too from the back, the Browns kind of wrap around, you know, the hamstring of the athlete, which I think is just, again, the attention to detail in these uniforms is spectacular, and we're just going to be excited about it each and every time these guys get to put them on.
I'm so excited. I'm already excited about it. I can't wait for them to go out there and get it done. Let's go to Kurt in Baltimore. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
You remember I'm the guy, even though I live in, quote, enemy territory, as you once said. I'm from Rochester, New York, so coming from the 50s, I've just lived and loved the Browns. Wish I could have made the uniform unveiling, especially to see you guys and Jim Brown. But, guys, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
So I'm going to be your first call.
Yeah, I know this is terrible because you know my Browns, but I'll preface it by simply saying this. If changing the uniforms means the Browns are going to win, then I'm all on board. And from hearing some of these young gentlemen talk about how they feel in their uniforms and all of this, well, that part I'm on board with. But I am telling you, I've lived with the colors for so long. To see them changing, I'm into my 60s here. Change is a good thing, but still, you know, I had a little bit of remorse when I saw that. But I agree with Jim Brown himself when he liked the brown uniform better. I like the brown on the white. I like the white on the white. I do not like the orange on the orange at all.
Too much orange for you?
No, I don't know. I just don't like how it looks. They look a little like a popsicle, and I don't mean that in a bad way. But, you know, I like the brown and the white or the white and the white. I really like that. I hope they use those more often.
Yeah, I really liked that
in the old days when they had the white uniforms more than the other ones.
Like in the most recent uniforms, did you like the white on the white? I used to hate it when they'd wear white.
So did I. It was the brown numbers, correct?
Yeah.
It's the new orange in the numbers in the helmet that pull everything together. That's why I love the orange top and the white bottom, which I said I didn't really, you know, wasn't a fan of yesterday or Monday as we talked about our potential favorites. But, I mean, Dwayne Bowe rocked it last night, and the white-on-white to me is the dopest. I think it's just clean and fresh. And that's and again, everyone talks about, you know, they don't want you to wear white at home, but that white-on-white and this new fresh look at home would be sweet in a hot September day.
Well, we are going to have the president of the Cleveland Browns, Mr. Alex Shiner, with us when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you have any questions for Alex, tweet them to me, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_Daily, and we will ask him the best ones. Let us know your thoughts, and we'll talk to him about this process, what it means from here, and the fact that now we get to focus on football for our Cleveland Browns with the draft coming up in just under 3 weeks here. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Even when you're not